to Real Talk Radio. Only on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
It's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a gold dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, my woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I can plow a field all day long. I can catch catfish from dusk till dawn. Make our own whiskey and our own smoke too. Ain't too many things these old boys can't do. We grow good old tomatoes and homemade wine, and country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. Because you can't starve us out and you can't make us run. Those wind and moan boys.
All right, we're back. I was looking up something for you, folks. Let's go back to Donald Trump. And I'll tell you what, the it's getting easier and easier to go through this incredible presentation yesterday. This was history. You're hearing it. The president has already covered all the key points, and he's covered them in the most forceful way. There's no political BS in here. There's no fluff. There isn't even 5 seconds of stuff you'd rather not, you know, waste your time on. This man is just a sparkling genius, just a Roman candle of inspiration. I'll just give you a cherry here to look forward to at the end of this, because I'll kind of give you a hint here as to where I'm going. This. Hold on, because Donald Trump is coming. Yes, he says, hold on, I'm coming. Now, some of you that are older like me, you remember that song, don't you? Great, great, Sam and Dave. Ah, great, hold on, I'm coming. And get this, at the end of this rally, instead of playing one of those Rolling Stone songs that he used last campaign, he used way too many Rolling Stone songs. I don't know what he was thinking. He's using much better songs now, like I'm Proud to Be an American, Lee Greenwood. He started with that. Very good. Very good. But his ending song is just wonderful. And, of course, everything, all the details, he selects everything about these rallies. Sam and Dave, 1966. Hold on. I'm coming. Boy, what a year for me. That was a year after I graduated from high school. Palisades High School in California, Pacific Palisades. Sam and Dave, hold on, I'm coming. And I'll tell you what, Donald Trump is inspiring so many great black patriots. In Texas, he's got Alan West. Alan West, great black patriot, huge Trump supporter. He's challenging the sitting governor of Texas, Abbott. Greg Abbott is being challenged by Alan West. Alan West, black patriot, is a much bigger Trump supporter than Abbott ever was. And get this, I think the current polling shows Alan West 5 percentage points ahead of Abbott. Donald Trump is scaring the hell out of all the rhinos, the weak-kneed, the country club Republicans, the wimps in the Republican Party who've been running it in the entirety of our lives. He's running them out of the party. And all the rhinos, hey, all you rhinos, hold on. He's coming. I wish I could play a little. Well, here, let's go back to the president. Where is he here? He's right here somewhere. Here he is. Here he is, right here. I'm getting this off of Rumble now.
But it is. They just get the Democrats to stick together and just vote, and people get impeached. It's a disgrace. It's a disgrace to our country what's happening. And it takes the meaning out of the word. The Unselect Committee is out of control, secretly and illegally collecting many months' worth of phone records that you don't even know about. It's like, this is like a communist country.
Bingo.
Text messages, emails, location data on countless people without notifying them, giving them a chance to defend their rights in court. They have no right. And by the way, the people that go before the Unselect Committee, they called me and they said, I've never been treated so horribly in my life. Numerous people have called me. I said, what was it like with these horrible people? They said, it was really bad. I have never been treated that way in my life. And all they want to do, I mean, most of them, I can tell you, they just want to do a good job, but it's a shame. Then they're selecting, leaking all sorts of information to partners in the media. That's what they are. They're partners. Look at all those people up there. They came to your great state. They came to your great state to say that nobody showed up for the rally. Nobody showed up. Bunch of phony people, just a very corrupt. You know, the only way you can stop this is if we had an honest media where they would report the truth, and then it would all end. Then it would all end.
And that's, folks, that's what we now, we're right on the verge of creating this. I'm playing this off of Rumble.com. Have you gone to Rumble.com yet? Come on. Don't, why wait? I'm not playing it off of YouTube. Ron Paul has said, hey, the hell with YouTube. Rand Paul, I hope his dad's doing the same thing. Rand Paul, other peas in a pod. Rand Paul said to hell with YouTube, and he's posting on Rumble. Beautiful. That's the wave. That's the wave of the future. And the president is right there, surfing right under the lip on this wave of the future.
But the media, for whatever reason, the media is a part of it, and the big tech and the whole group of them. But we're going to beat them anyway, because I really believe we have many more people. You know, you can't be a 50-50 partner when you don't have voter ID. They're against voter ID. They want to defund the police. They want to take away your Second Amendment. They want to raise your taxes. All of these things. You're not a 50-50 partner. They cheat in elections. You're not a 50-50 partner. When you look at numbers in California coming in, like in the presidential, I've got, you know, you're told you can't win California. Think of it as a Republican.
I'm going to skip forward a little bit. He says some beautiful things about January 6th. Oh, does he say beautiful things? Let me go forward to that a little bit here. I want to make sure we get to the end of this whole thing. You can hear Sam and Dave. He ends with Sam and Dave. It's so beautiful. I think one of Sam and Dave is still alive. I think one of them, Sam Moore and Dave, I forgot Dave's last name. I think he died. But anyway, here's, I'll have that answer for you in just a moment. But here he goes to January 6th. Let me move forward here just a little bit with my minimal production skills. Getting there. All right, we'll start here.
Murder rates are at a level that nobody can believe. Chicago, I mean, they have a holiday, some July 4th and other holidays, and 83 people shot, 7 dead. I just told you that in Afghanistan, we went 18 months without one American soldier being shot or killed. And in Chicago, it's happening every day. Yet when it comes to January 6th defendants, most of whom were charged with nonviolent offenses, partisan Democrats have celebrated their indefinite detention without trial. These people are living in hell. These people are living in hell. Let them fight. Let them see their lawyers. Let them go out. They are being treated. They're being hounded like you hound the worst animal. What's going on is horrible in Washington. And also the jails are filthy, disgusting, dirty. And they're even being cited by the courts for being so horrible.
So what are we hearing here? Exactly what the Rhino Republicans would not do, which is defend our people. defend innocent people being held without bail in pre-trial in horrible Lubyanka prison torture cell conditions. Absolutely brutal. Here's the man defending our people, defending us.
Brutal lockdowns, they're brutal. You take a look at what they've got. The showers are disgusting. The bathrooms are horrible. And people are being forced to live like that. Let them use their lawyers. Let them go out and defend themselves. And if we think they're innocent, we should help them defend themselves.
Hear, hear.
Remember when the Democrats went out and Kamala raising money for the people that were caught, but they didn't have a problem because so little happened. So it wasn't the same thing. These people are being persecuted. One defendant was allegedly, viciously, and savagely beaten, resulting in numerous broken bones in his face and a loss of sight permanently in one eye. And an out-of-control dope, a real dope. I watched this guy being interviewed. They wanted to protect him, so they wanted to keep him. He couldn't get on television fast enough. The guy who shot Ashley Babbitt for no reason.
Wow. Wow. Now, folks, if that wasn't worth the price of admission right there, the president is hitting every note, every point. He is nailing it. The dope, the real dope that shot, and notice how he emphasized Ashley Babbitt. And wait till you hear what he says about the FBI coming up. Wait till you hear that. We need this man to be the president. And watch what he's going to do to the FBI when he is once again president. And that's scary stuff, folks. That's scary stuff because all those creeps in the FBI, they know. They're listening to what. Wait till you hear what he's about to say. They're all hearing it. They're playing it to each other in the FBI building on Pennsylvania Avenue. They know that this is Armageddon for them. They can't let this guy win. They can't let him win. They will do everything, and boy, can they do a lot. And boy, are there a lot of them. They have almost unlimited power, dictatorial power. I think this guy's going to beat him.
This guy couldn't get on television fast enough. He's so proud of himself. Let's see how he could do without the protections that he got. And by the way, if that happened the other way around, they'd be calling, let's bring back the electric chair. That's what they'd be calling for. He's a disgrace the way he shot Ashley. And after Nancy Pelosi and Adam Shifty Schiff, they go down to a shattering defeat. I hope they gotta lose. You know, she wants to move to Florida. I don't want her in Florida. She wants to move. They ruined California, so let's move to Florida. Hopefully, they're going to go down to a big, beautiful defeat in November. You have to get out. Your state is so important. You got to get out and vote. We'll immediately begin our own investigations into what happened, what really happened, because this is being totally whitewashed. If the Unselect Committee were serious about getting the facts about January 6th, it would focus on answering the following questions. Why did Nancy Pelosi and the Capitol Police reject the more than 10,000 National Guard troops or soldiers that I authorized to help control the enormous crowd that I knew was coming? And the reason I knew it, everybody that I knew was saying, I'm going on January 6th, everybody. And they never talk, by the way, they never talk about that crowd. They talk about the people that walked down to the Capitol. They don't talk about the size of that crowd. I believe it was the largest crowd I've ever spoken before. And they were there to protest the election. You were there, right? Am I right? I think it was the largest crowd I've ever. And the fake news never talks about it. They never talk about it. Exactly how many of those present at the Capitol complex on January 6th were FBI confidential informants, agents, or otherwise working directly or indirectly with an agency of the United States government? People want to hear this. How about the one guy? Go in. Get in there, everybody. Epps, get in there. Go. Nothing happens to him. What happened with him?
Now, that guy, Ray Epps, that the president is so pointedly referring to, lives in Arizona right now, as far as we know. And he was an FBI agent. And the president is saying how many FBI agents were leading the false flag entrapment that suckered a few people, a few unbalanced idiots, to fall for their entrapment and their false flag. Ray Epps being one of the cheerleaders. And another one we want to know about is Tower Commander, the guy with the bullhorn who for 90 minutes was on top of a tower with a whole team, an obvious FBI team around him, protecting him as he shouted to the crowd down below with very well-trained, authoritative voice, "Cool, keep moving, go forward. We're in the Capitol. Go. We need you in the Capitol. Go." 90 minutes of that on top of a tower. Total setup. And Donald Trump is demanding an answer. And when we recapture the House and the Senate, we'll get it. We'll get those answers. We'll know how many. Did you see that FBI wannabe person who wouldn't answer? Was it Ted Cruz that was asking her? How many FBI personnel did you have at the Capitol in that crowd? Oh, I don't know. She doesn't know. I can't answer. Right. Who is Ray Epps? Oh, I don't know about him. We don't know anything about him. Come on! Get off my back! I want them under oath, under penalty of perjury, to lie about the latest false flag. The latest entrapment.
Nothing happens. Did any of these individuals play any role whatsoever in proving or facilitating the events at the Capitol? That's what we want to know. And most importantly, why aren't they investigating November 3rd, a rigged and stolen election, without getting to the bottom of which we will never have a fair and free democracy? Why aren't they looking at that?
Beautiful. And you know, all the cowards, the creeps, the squishy Republicans, the rhinos, the Mitch McConnells, you know, no, we can't, don't look backward, don't look at the election. No, move forward. Nothing here, nothing to see there. Bullshit. And that's the way the president characterized it at the beginning of the speech. I'm just quoting him. I didn't say that. I'm just quoting Donald Trump. That's his correct terminology for that. And by the way, later in this speech, this incredible presentation yesterday, he says, I hate to skip any of this. Let's see. Let me go forward here a little bit. I'm skipping. These are just gem after gem after gem. Oh, gee, let's see. Let's move back just a little bit. Try it right about here. Okay, here we go.
So badly, and they don't want to go to the right system. They can't win without doing a lot of bad things. And that's why the radical Democrats are also currently waging an unprecedented attack on voting rights. You see that happening right now. Their scheme has always been to erase American votes with illegal votes, and now they are doing so openly. They want to get rid of that filibuster, and they want to change it. Their legislation is not a voting rights bill. It's a voting fraud bill. That's what it is. Sounds so nice. Voting rights, we want a voting rights bill. It's not that. You could also call it the, quote, never let a Republican ever get elected again, Bill. That's what it really is. The only reason they would ever seek to institute nationwide ballot harvesting and unsecured drop boxes.
Let's take a pause right there. Oh, ah. Pinch yourself. Is this really happening? Yes, it is. We'll be right back.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from simplycleanfoods.net, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters. Right now, Amazon Prime members will receive fast 2-day shipping. Go to simplycleanfoods.net. That's simplycleanfoods.net. But do it today.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing, knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Hey, we're back, folks. Hey, we're back. And I'll tell you what, I'm just going to skip forward to the end of this incredible presentation by Donald Trump yesterday in Florence, Arizona, just south of Phoenix. 25 miles of backed up cars. I mean, he's going to be in Houston in 2 weeks. Next 2 weeks, that Saturday, January 29th, 7 p.m., in Conroe, Texas. You got to get there. I'm too far away. I can't get there. I'm up in North Dakota. That's too long a drive. But, man. Now, he ends his rally, though, yesterday. Instead of ending it with a Rolling Stones song the way he used to. Here's how he ends it. Now, I'm watching a YouTube video right now. Why am I doing it? Oh, anyway, it is a YouTube video. But this is Sam and Dave. Dave Prater, I forgot his name, and Sam Moore. Prater died in 1988, but Sam Moore is still alive, 86 years old, approximately. Born in 1935. I'm looking at a really amazing live performance of these two skinny young guys with their mixed white and black band playing Hold On, I'm Coming. Listen to it. This is Donald Trump. This is, he's coming. One of the greatest soul duos ever. Remember this? You too young to remember? Section, a black horn section, a black drummer keeping the time. It is so good. Let's go back to the man, Donald Trump. Where is he? Here he is, right here. Let me find him. Oh, gee, I'm getting carried away. All right, here he is.
As if they really wanted to flood the system with illegal and ineligible votes. This is the only reason. Why else would they want it? Lock boxes. I call them the unlock boxes. A lot of things have, a lot of big things are coming out about those boxes, and you're going to be seeing that. That's right, coming out of Georgia, that's true. The evidence of fraud is so overwhelming, starting right here in Arizona, where your Republican state senators had the courage, the great courage, to do a full forensic audit. And this was a really good audit of Maricopa County. And, you know, you had a thing called findings. Oh, and they harassed these auditors. You wouldn't believe it. These poor people, they come in to do an audit. Their lives have been destroyed, but they've harassed them. So they say I lost the state of Arizona by 10,000 votes. And yet the auditors flagged more than, well, listen to this. By the way, if I lost that, you don't have crowds like this. And again, you
know, I got to skip a little bit. It's just all golden. Every minute of it. Let me skip forward here. I want you to hear what he says about this piece of garbage, Mitch McConnell. I'm Donald Trump. One of the themes of this appearance, you know, this is the theme going forward for Donald Trump. No more. Hold on. I'm coming. And guess what? Once I get there, no more Mr. Nice Guy. Yes. Let me see if I'm going through my notes here. Look for this execrable name of Mitch McConnell. I'll read some of my notes to you. It's not as good as hearing the man himself. He said one of the things the Democrats have done is they've destroyed Americans' belief in their own country. Donald Trump's going to restore that. He says we need an election in person. On election day, on paper ballots. So simple. And of course, what has to happen is the COVID hoax has to be exposed. The answer to a maiden's prayer, Omicron, will hopefully this will so wipe out. There won't be any pandemic anymore. And they can't keep everything locked down so that they can flood the nation with fake ballots. He says, here it is. Here it comes. Okay, what does he think of Mitch McConnell? I knew it was coming up. I can feel it. I can feel it in my bones. Here it is. Oh, I love to hear this. Oh, that worm, Mitch McConnell. Who can stand to look at that guy anymore? All right. Spineless Senate. All right, here it comes. All right. We might have to listen to a little bit. Okay, we'll come right back to this after this break. Stay tuned, folks.
The best of the free life is still yet to come. The good times ain't over for good.
I want the truth! You can't handle the truth!
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk. Real people, because you can handle the truth.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Extendivite 7-herb formulation is approved to help maintain cardiovascular health and help lower blood lipid levels in adults. Extendivite is made from hawthorn, garlic, valerian, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, and milk thistle. The herbs in Extendivite have been chosen for their ability to help with overall health. Many people have reported improved energy and stamina in just a few months. If you think you could feel just a little bit better, then Extendivite may just be for you. Extendivite is an all-natural supplement. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Did you know that you can be tracked and traced when you're online? With identity theft and cybercrimes on the rise, your passwords, your identity, and even your physical location can be revealed to complete strangers. Would you like to surf the internet anonymously and not have to worry about these threats? Well, now you can by visiting patriotinternet.com. For about $2 per month, patriotinternet.com will conceal your IP address and your physical location, allowing you to browse the web, send emails, and instant message anonymously. Patriotinternet.com will bypass filters, block sites, and keyword blocking. You can also bypass logging by your router and your ISP. With PatriotInternet.com, there is no software to install and uses 128-bit encryption for your protection. When using wireless hotspots, PatriotInternet.com shields your information from identity thieves and is compatible with Windows, Mac, and Linux. Protect your identity and your freedom with anonymous internet access from PatriotInternet.com. Visit PatriotInternet.com today.
Big John. Big John.
Every morning at the mine, you could see him arrive. He stood 6 foot six and weighed 245, kind of broad at the shoulder and narrow at the hip. And everybody knew you didn't give no lip to Big John.
Hey, listen, let me tell you. Talking about narrow at the shoulder and broad at the hip. Oh, excuse me. That's Nancy Pelosi. That's Chuck Schumer. The broad at the shoulder and narrow at the hip. Wow. Donald Trump is looking good. He is fit. He is really, he's been taking care of himself. He looks wonderful. Let's go back. I want to give you this gem about Mitch McConnell and the rhinos and Donald Trump, this war against rhinos. Remember, Donald Trump's the guy that brought this to us. We Republicans have been dumb bunnies for decades with these absolute rat-like traitors running the Republican Party. And we knew something was wrong. We said something was wrong, but we didn't get it, the depravity of it, the depth of it, the evil of it. Donald Trump, he drove them to revealing themselves, to exposing themselves. He did it. He woke us up. All right, let's go here.
There can only be one reason your rhino Republican governor, Doug Ducey, and a group of other rhinos.
Now, remember, he's talking in Florence, Arizona, about the sitting governor of Arizona, Ducey. And these people, these Republicans in this audience listening to him, sad to say, they elected Ducey. Who's got the balls to do this? He's telling these Arizonans, you screwed up. You elected a rhino. Get rid of him. And don't do this again. And guess what? We, the Republicans in that audience in Florence, Arizona, we recognize the truth of what this man scolding us is telling us. And we cheer him wildly because he's solved the problem. He's brought us the sunshine of the truth.
That you have, they did nothing to help our country or our state. And by the way, he's so terrible. And remember this, immense evidence of fraud impacting tens and tens and tens of thousands of ballots has also been reported out of Pima County and other counties where we weren't even looking. They weren't even looking at Pima County, and they've got tens of thousands of votes. And then you hear there's nothing wrong with the election. And you know what? We still have it in other states. We're now anxiously awaiting for Attorney General Brnovich, and hopefully he's going to do his job. I think he's a good man. I think he's going to do his job. We'll find out. I think it's a very easy job to do, because anybody with any common sense is going to look, and they're going to take a look, and they're going to say this was a total fraud. But the Attorney General is now looking, and hopefully he's going to do his job. All we want him to do is his job. Well, he's got to move quickly, I would say that. We've all been waiting a long time. I understand what you're saying, but...
See, the crowd is yelling back to their president. You know, the Brnovich, the Attorney General of Arizona, he's a rhino. Now, Trump is saying this jury is still out. We don't know for sure. And he's saying, but I hear you. I hear you. But what he's putting down the gauntlet to Brnovich. Put up or shut up, buddy. Are you going to be like Bill Barr and just be an obstructionist? Just your job is to cover it up?
Take appropriate action along with the state legislature regarding what we call the big steal. It was a big corrupt steal. And hopefully the Attorney General and your state legislatures will be smart and fair and decisive and let the world know what the hell happened in Arizona, because it's happening in other states right now, even at a level maybe beyond Arizona. Elections have to be decided. We have to be decided by legal votes only. Legal votes only. And that's the only way we save our country and we save our democracy. More evidence is coming, and it's coming very, very fast. In Georgia, the Secretary of State is now really looking at an investigation that I think is going to be a bombshell. And supposedly it's on tape, it's on camera, and we'll see what happens. But they have illegal ballot harvesting at a level that nobody could even believe possible. So we're going to see what happens in Georgia. But it's far more than necessary to win the state of Georgia, just like this is far more than necessary to win the state of Arizona. And in Wisconsin, Pennsylvania, and other states, many things are likewise happening, and they're happening fast. And the people are very angry. And I'm talking about political people, politicians. They got duped, and now they're finding out what happened. The people have to be free to find the answers to a very corrupt election. And if not, they will never trust again in our country.
Did you hear that? That's a cataclysmic statement. If the fraud of this election is not thoroughly exposed, they will never trust in our country again. Never. Never is a long time. That means your children and your children's children will not trust America. Meaning it's over. But we're not going to lose. That isn't going to happen, because we're going to fight like hell.
We'll be absolutely decimated. Weak Republicans who fail to recognize election fraud and, frankly, open borders and all of the other things they are doing now to destroy our country, they're going to be losing elections at a level that nobody thought possible, because the people of our country understand, in many cases, much better than the politicians. The same people who have been lying about everything for 4 years claim 2020 was the most secure election in history. Give me a break. Give me a break. Those are bad people. I watch them on television. All you have to do is just look at the files. The numbers that are coming out are astronomical, despite the fact that they themselves spent years claiming our elections were so vulnerable. You know, a lot of the people that are talking about how honest they are people that throughout years have been saying how corrupt our elections are. But this one was the beauty, because this one used all of the mail-in phony votes and all of the things that happened to cheat. When Republicans get the chance, we must act immediately to pass voter ID, citizenship residency. We need confirmation of that. We have people coming in. We have no idea where the hell they come from. And take a look at California as an example. No more unmanned and unsecured drop boxes, and no more ballot harvesting, which is illegal. And they did it at levels that nobody can believe. We must return to the historical norm of voting in person on election day, unless you have a valid reason to vote absentee, like you're in the military or you're very sick. You know, the fact is, if you want honest elections, very simple. Same day voting, unless you're, again, in a faraway place, the military, or you're very sick and you have really a note from the doctor. But same day voting, and you'll be surprised to hear this, paper ballots. Paper ballots.
Yes.
The good old fashioned way. You know, there are a lot of countries that use paper ballots. They don't have the problems that we have. They don't have names going in. Let's see, I'm going to vote for Trump, but it comes out for Biden. They don't have those little problems. Now, paper ballots and same-day voting. And a Republican Congress should conduct a forensic audit. And we have to get rid of Mitch McConnell, by the way, just in case.
I had to look a long time to find that for you. We have to get rid of Mitch McConnell, by the way. I love that. I love the way he does that. Just an aside. We have to get rid of Mitch McConnell, by the way. What a creep. And no more Mr. Nice Guy. I love it. Now, we've only got about 20 minutes left in the show. I am loving this. Let me just tell you, this is what I've been waiting for, hoping for. What our president did yesterday, the answer to a maiden's prayer, it was wonderful. Wonderful what he did. And he completely... he relaunched our movement. This is just the beginning. Wow. The rallies are going to spin off now. Houston, and what's going to be after Houston, I don't know. Boy, if anything comes within 200 miles of where I'm sitting right now, I'll be there. Woo! And I'll have my kids there. We'll all be there. That's history. We've been to 4 Trump rallies. If you haven't been to a Trump rally, you've got to experience it. It's unlike anything you've ever seen, heard, or participated in. Let me just see here. With the 20 minutes we've got left, let me just look at my notes here. He's about 30 minutes away from his close here. And let me just see if there's some incredible moment that I have to skip to find it for you. He says a few minutes after this, he says, we're going to stage a comeback the likes of which nobody has ever seen. These are quotes I wrote down. He says, we're going to administer to the Democrats, the communists, a defeat so crushing they can't cheat their way out of it. Let's see. He says, he chews out the Arizonans again. He says, how the hell did you elect your senator? Mark Kelly is a total traitor. He said, illegal immigrants are being treated better than our veterans. And then he says, America is not great now. Wow. That's a hell of a statement. About 20 minutes before he finishes, America is not great now. He says, he gives a salute to Arizona Congressman Andy Biggs. He's a good one. Arizona Congressman Paul Gosar. He's another good one. Congresswoman Debbie Lesko. She's a great one. And if you take Lesko's last name and rearrange the letters, it says it spells Kelso. Just think of that whenever I see her name. Then here's a great one he did. He says, he points out the fact, again, how he defends us. He defends us. He became aware that One America News, and I think the two founders or owners of One America News are in the audience, in the front row, in front of him. I think I'd never heard of these guys. Their names are Charles and Robert Herring. But he says, AT&T is trying to cancel One America News. So there's a fellow, you know, brother, sister, patriot outlet that is AT&T. They've got, you know, the stranglehold on the internet. They're trying to take One America News off the internet. And you guess, let me play what Donald Trump says. Let me play. You'll love this. You'll love this. This is no more Mr. Nice Guy. No more Mr. Nice Guy. This is what we need. Okay, here he comes. He's talking about AT&T trying to take down One America News. And this applies to everybody, all of us, Republic Broadcasting, you name it. We're all going to get the same treatment from the communists. So we need a champion. We need somebody that can fight, go toe-to-toe with the communists and beat their asses.
Him. That's the cabal that surrounds him. When Republicans take control of Congress, one of our very top priorities will be to stop the flood of illegal aliens across our southern border.
Okay, that's good. That's
under
good.
My administration, Papa.
That's not the one I want.
Local doctor, and he did a great.
Here we go.
And he's a great. And he's a great guy, and he's a fighter. Thank you. And a local doctor, and a woman that fought like hell on impeachment hoax number one and impeachment hoax number two. Debbie Lesko. Debbie. Thank you, Debbie. It was good having her on my side, I can tell you. Thank you. Having them all on my side was good. Thank you. Thank you, Paul.
Here it comes.
Thank you, Andy. Another woman who's been with me from the beginning, Kelly Townsend, who I hear will be running for Congress, and she will be incredible. Kelly, wherever you may be, good luck. And I hear we have one of our, at least one of our U.S. Senate candidates.
Okay, now I have to skip forward. I missed it.
You're
I apologize.
Him, the politics, the stuff I'm saying. I just see the red lights that go off one after another. As soon as I'm going to mention CNN and how bad their ratings are, you see the CNN camera go off. But you know what? One America News
here
has done a great job. And here's the story, what just happened. The woke executives, I don't know what the hell they're doing. They have so much debt. AT&T is a company that is in serious trouble. And they need AT&T. And AT&T saying that they may no longer agree to carry this network that's doing very well. You know why? Because people told them not to do it. So maybe what we should do is not use AT&T. You know, if we did... what they do to Republican companies, we would have no difficulty. We just don't do it. It seems like not nice, right? But they're not nice. I want to just thank the Herrings are here, Charles and Robert, wherever you may be. But these are patriots. These are great, great men. Where are you? What people? Thank you very much. Thank you, Robert. Thank you very much. So I don't know what this is. This is horrible. This is a great network. These are great people. I watch it all the time, and you really get the truth. And they want to cancel them now because of politics, for purely political reasons. It's a disgrace what's going on, but I don't think the people are going to stand for it, especially where the One America News. The job you've done, you really should be commended, both you and Robert. Thank you, Charles. Thank you, Robert. They said, please don't mention the word boycott, so I won't mention it. I'm not going to use the word boycott. I will not say boycott AT&T, because I promise, Robert, I will not do it. So I will not say boycott them. Don't lose hope. Don't lose hope. Our country will be great again, and with your help, We will again be putting America first, and very soon, because we're not putting America first anymore. When we knock down and when we do what we did with the Russian pipeline, how about this? I end the Russian pipeline in Europe, and then I hear Trump is soft.
I was going on to another topic, but that was beautiful what you just heard. Donald Trump getting down in the trenches, folks. This is what these damn politicians never have done for us in our lives. He gets down in the trenches with One America News, OAN, who are being canceled and driven out of business by AT&T, by what? The establishment. The big turds that have been running America. And then Donald Trump says the unthinkable. You can't say this. He said, boycott AT&T. Boycott their asses. Let's fight fire with fire. Let's no more Mr. Nice Guy. Let's let him have it. We don't want your damn business, AT&T. The banks that are canceling Mike Lindell, I don't remember their names, but Minnesotans and Americans, to hell with them. We don't want to do business with you. We have to fight fire with fire. We are in a war. We cannot fight a war with one hand tied behind our back, where we're taking incoming, but we don't return the fire. Cannot do that. Donald Trump, this is what we get from yesterday. Donald Trump knows that, he believes that, and he's ready to lead us in finally fighting for our nation, our freedom, our Bill of Rights and our Constitution, and our children and their future. Wow. Now let me see what we're running out of time here. I'm gonna see if there are any other gems that I just have to bring. Okay, here's one moving further down. He says, he says, I think the number of illegal aliens, and he doesn't use the word migrants, stupid word. Anybody that uses the word migrant, squishy. They're not migrants, they're illegal aliens. Come on, grow a pair. Trump says the number of illegal aliens, he says, I think is 10 times greater than the 2 million that's being reported by the fake news. 2 million in 1 year, Joe Biden is admitting to have let 2 million illegal aliens into our country. And Donald Trump says, I think the actual number is 10 times larger. Wow, this man thinks big. He says, get this, one of the highest priorities, he's talking about his own administration coming up, will be to find and detain and deport, I'm quoting, every one of the illegal aliens Biden has let into the country. Did you need more from our president yesterday than that statement right there? One of the highest priorities of his future administration, to find and detain and deport every one of the illegal aliens Biden has let into the country. And he said those government officials who have set up sanctuary cities should be charged criminally as accessories to all that illegal immigration and to all the crime, to all the crimes committed by illegal aliens who have been enabled and let in to sanctuary cities. The government officials of those cities should be charged as accessories to each and every crime. Wow. No more, Mr. Nice Guy. He says a little later, he says, we will bring these Marxist monstrosities to a screeching halt. That's a quote. Those are his words. The next one, he said, 2022 is the most important election ever. And the following, 24, will be more important than that. He said, in 2024, we are going to take back the White House. Oh, come on. What's the meaning there? We are going to take back the White House in 2024. Yes, he's telling you I'm running. For technical reasons, he can't announce that he's running. He has more freedom to maneuver and operate before he officially announces. Trust me on that. That's very true. He says we're going to charge China trillions of dollars for the deliberate launch of the COVID scamdemic on the whole world. He doesn't say scamdemic, that's my words, but he calls it the China virus. We're going to charge China trillions of dollars for the China virus. Those are his words. Our MAGA movement is the greatest in history, he says. Our nation belongs to you. We are the greatest nation in the history of the world. These are quotes. And then remember that thing I've said over and over again, he ends his rallies with, we are one. What's the next word, ladies and gentlemen? I brought this to your attention many times. At the end of his rallies, he says, we are one. What's the next word? It's always the same. Not one nation, not one people, one country. No, we are one. Here, I'll let you hear him say it. He hasn't changed. He hasn't forgotten. He meant it. The fact that he comes back to that same word, oh, lo, these many months later, means he knows what he was saying. He hasn't forgotten. Okay, here it is. Nine. Let's go to that exact moment where he says it for the umpteenth time.
Right. From Phoenix to Tombstone, from Flagstaff to Florence, from Mesa to Yuma, there is no mountain we cannot climb. There is no summit we cannot reach. There is no challenge we cannot meet. There is no victory we cannot have. As long as we remember that we are strong and proud and mighty Americans with faith in our hearts, grit in our souls, and courage in our veins. And that's what you have. We are the Americans who will make America great again. We are going to make America great again. We had already done it, and now we're going to have to do it again. We will not bend. We will not break. We will not yield. We will never give in. We will never give up. We will never back down. We will stand proudly for our flag, and we will start talking about greatness for our country again. My fellow Americans, make America great again, and all that that represents, and it has only just begun. We have only just
begun. Here it comes.
Because we are one movement, one people, one family, and one glorious nation under God. And together, we will make America powerful again. We will make America wealthy again. We will make America strong again. We will make America proud again. We will make America safe again. We will make America united again. And we will make America great again. Thank you, Arizona. Thank you. Thank you.
What a man. Oh, this is how he ends it. Sam and Nate. The crowd's going wild. Because, hold on, Trump's coming. Trump's coming.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have
been... You know the Democrats can't dance. Oh, all right, folks. We'll see you. We'll see you next week. This has been fun. So long till then.
Don't stop believing.
This is